Welcome to another episode of the Property Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Stockbridge. Every week I aim to bring you helpful hints and tips that'll help you make and save tens of thousands of dollars on your real estate journey. And this week we've got Daniel Bertolo. Now, Daniel has earned himself a reputation as one of the preeminent videographers of property in Australia. And Daniel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well awaited.
It's been a while.
It has been a little while, and I've been really looking forward to this conversation. So, Daniel, perhaps just start us off with how is it that you became a property videographer in the first place?
So I come from Griffith in New South Wales, which is a small country town in the middle of nowhere, basically, and started out doing drone videos in the agricultural industry, that being large broadacre farms, and Griffith being a large wine-growing region had obviously vineyards and vineyards for sale and things like that. So in a time where drones were kind of the new thing and people hadn't really caught on to them yet, I'd bought a drone with some money that I had and started doing videos for people. And you do one and then the next door neighbor would ask you for one as well. And then slowly started to build up a bit of a client base as a bit of a hobby on the side. And then essentially I'd sort of maxed out what I could do in the region and then thought, well, I'm going to pack up and go to the heart of the Australian wine industry, that being South Australia, with my camera and a drone, and thought that I would dominate the world here in South Australia. And I quickly worked out that business is harder than I thought. So moving on from there, went back to work in hospitality because I didn't want to go back home to face, I guess, the reality that, fuck, I couldn't make it here in – oh, shit, sorry, I can't
say that. That's okay. Now you can say whatever you like.
Just bleep it out. I didn't want to go back to Griffith knowing that I'd failed because everyone knew that I was trying to do something different. And then basically went and worked in hospitality at a wine bar in the East End. Now, who drinks
East End of Adelaide.
In the East End of Adelaide down Rundle Street. So now – who is the type of demographic that drink in the East End of a Friday afternoon?
Ooh, I would say real estate agents with too much money to spend.
So who was serving these individuals? Me. And I was telling them this same story that I'm telling you now, and they asked me the question. They said, you know, do you do real estate videos? And I said, yeah, I do real estate videos. But I'd never shot a luxury home. I'd never really shot an actual property, more so just drone stuff. So got the opportunity to shoot the first one down at close to Henley Beach for a customer who proudly is still a customer today. And it just sparked an obsession to want to create the best property videos in Australia. Because I was looking at what the guys, I was studying day in, day out, what the best, I guess, real estate agents in the country were doing. So that being, you know, Gavin Rubenstein on the East Coast in Sydney, in the eastern suburbs. And this was in a time when these guys were blowing up on social media with those crazy cinematic viral property videos. The viral style stuff. This is back in 2018 when people really were still doing those like photo slideshows and barely even doing property photos at that point. So I said to myself at that point, studying day and night these videos, how can I bring that to South Australia? And essentially did a number of property videos with this style, which was tricky for agents to adapt to because it was kind of like an agent was seeing it and really wanted to do it, but there was a lot of client and vendor backlash.
In what way? What was the backlash?
Oh, back in 2018, like to put the, you know, the crazy speed ramps and wild transitions and have property videos that had a decent soundtrack that hook you and more – that social media style, less about the property, more about, I guess, getting hype and eyeballs on the property itself. It was just something that vendors would look at and go, why? Oh, like the amount of changes, we would edit a property video with this crazy style back in those days and then vendors, like agent would come back, yeah, sorry, dude, we're going to have to like change the video.
Can
we make
it
slower?
Bit.
Yeah.
So like a speed ramp is when you're getting closer to the property.
Yeah, literally that stuff that you see up on the screen. So linking clips between like using transitions and then, like that.
And then you're pushing like correct. Almost like the visual like, is pushing forward.
Yeah,
like you're falling through the screen almost. Yeah. So you were doing all of this type of stuff all the way back then, but the market vendors and the agents weren't quite ready for it.
Weren't quite ready until we had an agent and – we had an agent with a property with a particular type of younger demographic vendor who understood what they were doing in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, who, himself owned a Lambo. And basically the brief on that project was, Danny, go ham. That was literally the brief, go ham. And I said, all right, fuck it. We're going to go for it. So did this video with a lamp, like the client brought his Lambo in the driveway and it was just boom, 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 fucking drones flying around the property. And it was just in those days in Adelaide went super viral online. I think organically amassed a couple thousand views organic on Instagram, so, wow. Which for an agent back in those days was pretty tricky to get. So after that happened, obviously – in Adelaide, every agent follows every other agent. So from that, other agents saw that, started reaching out and saying, hey, I want this for me. So,
and why do you think they wanted that?
Agents want to stand out. From what I've realized now and reflecting back upon those times, agents really wanted to stand out. And in those days, your videographer, just working with a videographer who would do a different style of video would set you apart from your competition simply because the price point of doing those videos was a bit higher. So you had to be selling that type of property or be prepared to make that type of investment before you can attain those videos.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was about standing out. So in those days, doing a property video at all would make you stand out.
Yeah.
But doing a video like that literally put these agents on the map and still to this day, you know, the organic following and the name that they've – and reputation that they built off their digital content through us doing this type of style still sticks around, and they're sort of known as the pioneers for being the first ones to do those types of videos in Adelaide.
Incredible. And did you intentionally hit that top end of the market, or was it just something where that's where the money was for video at the time and so it was easy for you to dovetail into that marketplace?
I mean, there's no such thing as luck, but I think the first property being quite a decent home in Henley Beach, I was able to then do – quite a nice, cool property video that then attracted the attention of the agents that had that type of stock, which then go, okay, if I'm selling, you know, $3 million houses in Adelaide, I'm obviously looking at what the guys are doing in the East Coast and I'm addicted to that type of video in those days. Mm. So, geez, I want that. So I think the nature of the videos attracted that type of clientele for me and my business.
Hmm, very interesting. And so you've gone from working behind the bar to now behind the camera full time, and you're filming some of the best properties in Adelaide. And what was the early reaction of the agent seems to be the agent see a video, they're impressed by it, and then the next thing they're doing is, hey, could you do something like that for me? Is that how it kind of started to kick off and build momentum?
That's how it started to build momentum. And I think organically, just through agents following agents, and now understanding that, you know, most of the agents in Adelaide that get views and interactions with their videos, 9 times out of 10, it's majority of other agents. So it's the number one way that I was able to, I guess, grow the business organically, because those phone calls came through and they were saying, hey, saw this video, and they would name the address and go, I've got one coming up. Don't care what it costs, let's book it in.
And who were some of the early inspirations for you? Because obviously you're filming these videos and these properties in a certain style. And where did that style originate from your end?
The style originated from what they were doing in Sydney and Brisbane. There's a company called X Media who basically wrote the book for property videos, not only just here in Australia, but globally.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were the first ones to start doing the crazy music, the speed ramps, the cool transitions, having agents in videos, the flashy cars, the big properties.
Yeah.
And I, you know, in those early days particularly, looked at them and really tried to, I guess, create something that was similar.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as time progressed and we wanted to focus and hone in more on just doing property videos, I truly wanted to create the world's best property videos. And what I mean by best is not visually by something that is quite exciting and looks cool, it's got cool transitions, but I've always maintained the opinion that it needs to be a sales tool first and foremost, and it needs to sell the property and I guess show the features of the property just as much as it gets attention on the listing and the agent as well.
And how's your style evolved since those early days to now?
So the style has evolved massively. In the early days, you'd look at a property video that would be 45 seconds long, that would be a couple wide shots, some speed ramps, couple detail shots, and you really wouldn't see much of the property. We understood, and I think the secret sauce in our videos now, having dived so deep into what actually makes our videos, is the sequencing. So understanding that, you know, to put it in simple terms, that where do you spend 75% of your time generally in a home? Well, that being the main and major living spaces, and you know, looking at how you show the main features of the home and then linking that back in through going outside and then going back into the master bedroom and then ensuring that you're sequencing the property video in a way that it would be that you would actually inspect the home yourself. So what are the main features of the home? It's always really important that we're getting, I guess, that information before we even rock up. And you know, with agents, when they're booking, they let us know about what are the key features you want to highlight. So the property videos now are less about the agent and more about highlighting the property, but the sequencing is very important.
And how has been the agent's deployment of videos and how has that changed over the years?
The deployment of property videos, I think agents are still just scratching the surface on how to leverage the tools that are available to them.
And that's something that we'll touch on in a few moments' time, because I know you've given an enormous amount of thought to this over recent times, and this is a key part of what you're now offering to the marketplace.
But to answer your question, though, is the way that agents are deploying content now is far beyond just posting on the REA listing and expecting the same results they used to get.
What is the biggest mistake that agents are making when deploying their content? So they get a normal property video. It's not, say, one of your property videos, but they get a property video. What are they doing with it? What's wrong with what they're doing with it?
The biggest mistake I see agents making when deploying property content, deploying the property content with the listing going live, is just posting it on REA or putting it online with the listing or on YouTube and expecting the same results they were able to achieve 10 years ago, okay. five years ago. You know, so why you've paid for this piece of content, you've had the VPA budget to create something that's a sales tool and something that's quite exciting and looks visually cool, but they're not leveraging it across the platforms that they have available to them, that being, you know, Instagram, Facebook, even LinkedIn I see clients using as well. So, just sitting there posting it, putting it on the listing and then wondering why it's got 300 views and they're not getting any branding opportunity for themselves out of it as well.
So getting an awesome property video is one thing, but it really comes down to how you deploy that content. That's the real key as to whether or not that beautiful video is going to be effective for the vendor, for the home seller, and potentially for the buyer as well.
Correct. But my opinion has changed on that as the digital landscape has changed as well. So my opinion now in 2023, that one property video isn't going to solve all your problems. And I genuinely believe that doing one property video, posting it on Instagram and Facebook and on the property listing and expecting the same results you were getting 3 years ago, it just doesn't happen anymore. You need to pair that with multiple content assets for the property, that being not only one short form reel, but multiple short form reels, a bunch of behind the scenes content that's non-committal, adds a human element to the agent themselves from a branding perspective, and ultimately drives as many eyeballs to the property as possible. That's the key in 2023.
Well, let's maybe step through maybe what it is that you're developing for your clients right now and why they should be doing that. And then we'll cut back into that whole deployment question, because I think it's something worthwhile discussing. So we're now looking at the screen and we've got we're opened up to Futura Avenue's website, so which is publicly available. So you can all jump on there right now and you can go to futuraavenue.com and you'll see exactly what we're looking at. And first time booking for property content is the screen that we're on right now. So if you happen to be...
No, go back. We can't show this. This is the inside working.
Oh, this is the inside work. Oh, this is behind the curtain. Okay, so you might not be able to access this. So if you do go to the website, is this an agents only kind of...
Yeah, this is an agents only. Once we've understood what exactly the objectives of the actual of the agency are, what their objectives are, we'll have a chat and give you access to our first-time bookings portal, which they can go through ahead and booked.
And that's what we're looking at right now. So we're looking at the agents booking portal. So this is behind the curtain, and you mightn't be able to access this if you are listening to the podcast in an audio form. You won't be able to go home and bring this up on your laptop when you do get home. Step me through this one.
Yeah, so this is our property content booking portal. We wanted to make something that was so easy for agents to book property content that it almost didn't, it had to be frictionless because agents are time poor and they don't need to be spending time back and forward with their videographer going, hey, you available Tuesday, you know, at this time. Oh, no, wait, the vendor's changed it. Are you available on Wednesday? So really wanted to create a seamless system for booking. So all the expectations and the and visually display what exactly people are paying for and why they're paying for it in the first place. So if you look at our first time booking property content, there's my, I guess, the whole ethos behind the new property content heavy property campaigns, which is property content, the most powerful grant in business, VPA or client paid advertising.
Mm. So for those people that might be listening overseas, VPA stands for vendor paid advertising, or the person that owns the home is paying for the advertising. Now, we do understand that that's not necessarily the case in every part of the world, but certainly here in Australia, it's very traditional and very much accepted that the vendor will put aside a per diem outside of the agent's fee that is used for marketing the property. And the general rule of thumb for that would be about 0.5 to 1% of the property's value.
Yep. Mm. So, and the point is that I think there was a poor spend of vendor budget. You know, it wasn't fair to vendors that were paying egregious amounts of money to a number of different suppliers across the state and the country for property videos that or marketing initiatives that weren't, I guess, the best spend of dollars. So we wanted to ensure that when agents are spending their vendors' marketing budgets and their VPA budget, needed to be distributed appropriately and to give them the best chance of actually achieving success with the sale of their home. So it's, you can't just do one property video and it's, we're not in the business of that. It needed to be a worthwhile spend of the vendor's budget. So, and that's the whole way. I guess it was a customer first approach.
So although you could just deliver a beautiful cinematic video that would look very impressive on realestate.com or on the portal of choice in America, it might be Zillow, for instance, you on the other hand have are delivering to the agent a real marketing solution in this case. So you're saying, look, one piece of content isn't going to be your silver bullet here. What you're going to need is several strings to your bow here in order to develop a line of inquiry and to potentially your next listing.
Correct.
Okay, so tell us how you do that.
So I guess running down, you know, you've got prompts on how to book, which was important. But diving into the important thing on this page, which is starting with our three tiers of packaging, because we understand that properties have different sizes and different budgets. So we really wanted to create three packages that were attainable and accessible by a multitude of different agents, not only just selling the luxury property stuff that we used to do. So it needs to be accessible by agents, even at the bottom end, to give them the opportunity to constantly and consistently use content to better their brand. So pricing and I guess the offering, we wanted to really focus on making that accessible for a multitude of different property types and budgets, simply because there are agents that are absolutely dominating, but they're not just selling luxury $3 to $5 million homes. So we wanted to make it less pretentious, more accessible, because we know that applying those fundamentals that we, I guess, developed, the style that we developed for those $5-10 million properties, how do you downscale that then down into
something small, that's accessible and affordable? Yeah.
And that's exactly right.
And how did you do that?
How we did that was by creating and crafting three levels of pricing and offering. So the first one, starting at just the property video.
So this is just for a video?
Just for a property video. Yep. We still wanted to
make some photos. Yep.
Yeah, and one behind the so one property video and one behind the scenes photo of an agent interacting with a property, or might be more of a social media style image that they can use as a pre-launch. What we suggest to use as a pre-launch for the property. So, say for example, the property video is going live on the Tuesday. Sunday night, you might put out a nice non-committal property video feature image that we will supply that's more suited for social media. It's not selling to you. It's not a facade shot of the property that every agent seems to post online and think they're going to get results from. It's a nice, cool piece of content with you interacting with the property, but we apply your own style, personality. It needs to, you know.
So you really work with the agent. So, correct. You know, they look good in that imagery. And of course, that encourages them then to put it out on their socials. Yeah.
So what's interesting, though, is this is level one, right? Short, okay. Sweet and simple is the name of the game. And we wanted to make still this single property video available for people. But what's been interesting, since launching this 45 days ago, we've not had one level one inquiry.
Not one.
It's all been level two. And level three up.
Okay. So jumping into agents are naturally gravitating towards the better value package, I guess. So that's pretty good because you do get the video and you do get some footage that you can use to support your social and the vendor in terms of the release of their property. But then most agents are now opting for the next package,
which is basically the start of content heavy. So
okay, content heavy.
Looking
content.
At our level two with a looking at our level two, we obviously get the 60-second property video that we all know and love with the same transitions and the, you know, that highlights the property.
So it's a real cool video that can be used in reels and in stories and just pops on social. Yeah, correct. It really gathers attention.
And the property video obviously is in horizontal format. So that's for the property listing itself. That there's going to show you the property in horizontal. It shows you the spaces, gives you a bit of a walkthrough, more so for interstate buyers to see the home and what it is itself. It complements the property photos too. Mm-hmm. But the biggest difference obviously with the level two being the content starter, the content heavy packages, that includes the five short form versions of the video, okay. as well as three feature images for agents to distribute online as well. Mm-hmm. And obviously rolling it out in the last 45 days, we wanted to really offer a money back guarantee to agents who trialed this product because we backed it so much that we knew that rolling this out to the market, if an agent wasn't happy, after 30 days of trialing it, we were so convinced that it would work, that it was working with other customers, that we wanted to give their money back. And not surprised we didn't give any money back. And checking in with customers, everyone was pretty satisfied with the results they were able to achieve. So Looking here at the display of content, we've got, you know, splitting the properties down into the multiple content assets. And just to break down what the five short form videos look like, I'll jump into what we supply an agent with after we do their first campaign, which is being the listing kit. So agents found it really hard in the past to sell property content and VPA content. So we wanted to give agents and equip agents with what we call the listing kit. So a custom branded page online that's only accessible by them and I guess the potential vendors that they can use in listing presentations to display content and show exactly why content heavy is the way to go.
Okay, so a listing kit for consumers that might not be real estate agents that are tuning into the podcast is simply that document or a booklet, or it's a piece of marketing material that an agent might take out to a listing presentation in order to garner favour with the vendor and also explain the process that lies ahead. And so you're essentially providing that in a virtual form so that the agent can simply open up this page and demonstrate to the client exactly what it is that they're getting for their money.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. And then obviously this is custom branded to the agent, the individual agent. But as you can see here as an example, you've got, you know, as they start to build campaigns and book property videos, we start to stack their examples. But going back to, I guess, what content heavy looks like, let's look at this this property address as an example, right? You've got the full length horizontal property video. You've then got three. Let's actually use this one. Is it probably a better example? So you've got the full length property video. You've then got, you know, a main feature of this home was the pool, obviously with the agent. You've got then three agents looking out towards the pool. You've then got a drone shot, which again shows the wraparound nature, like sort of resort style
and
living.
And those portrait shots there that are denoted as two and three on the screen currently, they're photographs are they videos?
They're photographs. So they're the what we call the feature images that will go up on social media.
So that's almost like a behind the curtain, behind the scenes kind of imagery that you might just put out there to say this is coming to the market soon.
Into the shoot date.
It builds a bit of curiosity from the public's perspective.
Yeah. So then looking, I guess, at the short form reels, we then approach every property campaign with a unique and individual approach depending on, I guess, the features of the home. So in our booking system, when you go through, obviously, the first-time booking page, it actually prompts agents to put in the details of the home and what they want to break it down into the ideas. So no longer are we going to a property and just shooting one property video and encapsulating all that in one video. We're now looking at, I guess, the property and going, what are the individual features that we can highlight in the different mediums that we have here available? So I guess looking at the property video, that's an encapsulation of all the different ideas. But what we've done here is this was on Wituna Avenue, this property. So quite a famous affluent street in the eastern suburbs of Adelaide. So
it's a very nice suburb, very leafy, very nice.
Yeah. So
the top properties are sold in that area.
Individual drone shot. We wanted to show the location and I guess proximity to the Adelaide CBD in the background. Quite a cool little short form reel.
And that's filmed in portrait so that it can be easily deployed as a reel. Correct. So you're providing it in the correct format. So it's really easy for the agent to upload to the socials.
Yep.
Yep.
And then moving on, we call the walkthrough reel. So agents walking through the property. We saw agents like Ryan Serhant. I'm not sure if you saw one of the most, famous.
People would know Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Serhant, who does this type of viral, what we were calling the viral walkthrough reel with an agent sort of walking and interacting through the property.
Mm.
Again, this is another piece of content. This is walking from start
and,
to finish.
And what do you say to agents that don't want to appear in these ads or you feel very self-conscious? What do you say to those agents to encourage them that you're not the focus of attention here? Really, the property is. You're just a prop for – we just need you to walk.
Yeah. The biggest thing for agents is this can be tailor-suited to a number of different agents. So depending on if an agent or a brand in particular wants to include their agents in the property videos.
The brands can sometimes get in the way.
The onboarding process, we actually understand and I guess go through that dialogue and understand whether they do want to appear and in what capacity. So we have some clients who for these here are doing spoken videos, spoken short forms, little behind the scenes stuff. We've got some clients who just want to walk through the property videos. We've got some clients who list multi-million dollar properties and don't want to be in the videos at all. So it just comes down to, I guess, that dialogue in the onboarding session and constantly talking with the marketing managers and the owners of these brands to understand what exactly they want to do in their videos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it unique to each and every brand.
But if you had your choice and you didn't have to care about the brand managers and what corporate was saying, your preference would be to have the agents walk through to kind of capture some of these moments that are a little bit more spontaneous and really, I guess there's a more human element to that, correct, isn't it, that people do connect with when they're looking at social media?
Yeah. My opinion, my very strong opinion, is that authenticity will trump any cool edit that you could ever do.
Mm.
So the videos we've done that might not be the most polished piece of content, but it's a behind-the-scenes look with an agent talking organically about something that's happening on the shoot day or what they love about the property, those videos have performed so much better than any slick-produced video that we've produced in the past.
And I guess this is in some part the essence of what you're sharing here is because you really sometimes do need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pieces of content to understand which piece of content is going to take off for that campaign, because it might not be that beautifully produced, slick landscape presentation that's that thing that does take off on Facebook, for instance, but it might be that portrait shot walking behind the agent that you capture a bit of behind the scenes, a bit of interaction between the agent and the vendor. And that's that video that just goes viral on Instagram or on TikTok.
Well, the thing is, right, and when we were building the whole concept for the content heavy property campaigns, we always brought it back to one concept, which is the bigger the net, the more fish you'll catch.
Mm.
So distributing a number of different short, sharp, engaging sales assets online and across different platforms is going to give you the best chance of amassing the most eyeballs on the property and ultimately giving it the best chance of selling.
You heard it, right? Sales assets. That's what these are. These are sales assets. They're not property videos now. You've got to refer to them as sales assets.
Correct.
So so you've got that combination. So you've got the real slick, beautiful, great transitions. You've got that more authentic following the agent around, maybe capturing some interaction between the agent and the vendor and the property, and some of their thoughts as they're walking around, as they may be talking with their staff, maybe a bit of behind the scenes, including yourself and some of your staff as you as you're filming as well. Correct. And so amongst all of that, you've now got, well, in this case, 9 pieces of marketing collateral that can be deployed over. Well, and are you giving recommendations to your agents as to when to deploy this content, or are you just letting them do they want with it? What's the direction?
Good question. So when it comes to deployment, and I guess we're talking about this before, and I'm glad we've got, I guess, to this point. So we recommend with content heavy, we really wanted to make the minimum 9 pieces of content, simply because if you look at what the average property campaign is, it's around the 4-week mark. So with 9 pieces of content, you've basically got the 8 plus 8 short forms or social media style posts, and then the property video itself, which will go on the platform. So what we're recommending is at a level two, you've got 9 pieces of content, which is 2 posts per week for the month of the campaign. Mm. And you may choose to obviously post the property video or another short form in the days leading up to the launch of the campaign to build traction. Now, on our level 3, in which I'll go back, we've actually amplified it and given people the ability to do 14 pieces of content, which is 3 posts, 3 posts per week over the 4-week period or a 6-week campaign. Yeah. So let's just model it off, I guess, a level 2. And going back to your question about distribution, we couldn't come up with something new and not give real estate agents the tools to be able to distribute it, because I knew that based on the past, even with just property videos, we went to the clients and asked the feedback, do you have a strategy for Instagram? Do you understand how to use the platform? Do you need us to help you?
And by our clients, you're talking about the agency, not the
agents,
vendors.
Our clients. So we wanted to make sure that the resources that purchasing these products came with the resources and support to be able to distribute this content and give you the best chance of launching it to.
So you're suggesting to the agents, you've got this marquee piece of content that's going to be for realestate.com or Zillow if you're in America, but that's roughly the equivalent. But the big aggregator website, there's your cool piece of content for that. You might also use that as your headline for Facebook. But in your lead up to your first open inspection, here's your drip feed, here's your little something to put out there, and then here's something in the lead up to open day, and now we've got something for the week after the open inspection leading up to that, and then maybe auction day.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so when it then came to educating customers on how they can distribute, we wanted to create, I guess, what we call, and I'll give everyone listening to the podcast access to this, at www.futureavenue.com/IG-4-RE. This is our Instagram for real estate module, which we wanted to, which we constantly update as the platform evolves, but there's a video on how agents can batch schedule 1 month's worth of content in under 15 minutes with a complete explainer on how they can build a content heavy campaign, which I'll show you here in the
calendar. So we have about 30,000 people that might tune into this podcast. So I'm just going to repeat that again, because I really do think it's worth repeating. If you're a potential home seller, regardless where you may be around the world, this is one of the first principles of real estate in 2023 that you can apply regardless of where you may be. And if you're a real estate agent and you're not doing this type of stuff, you're missing out on opportunities for both yourself and your vendors. So the website address is Futura Avenue. That's Futuro, I mispronounced it. Don't listen to me at all. Futuro, F-U-T-U-R-O, Avenue, as you'd expect Avenue to be spelt, but it's all one word. So futuroavenue.com, and then you've got the /IG for Instagram, of course, dash, so just your standard dash, 4-RE. So just think real estate. So this is Instagram for real estate. You've got IG-4-RE. Real estate. So futuraavenue.com/IG-4-RE. Go and check this out. This is a masterclass in content deployment in 2023.
Yeah. So 7-minute video teaching agents and educating agents on how to batch schedule posts to Instagram and, I guess, distribute their campaigns on a set and forget model. So basically equipping, we wanted to equip our clients and the agents with all the tools and resources to be able to leverage Instagram to achieve that untapped visibility online. Because Instagram, like real estate, is a game of consistency, which was something we really wanted to highlight. So as you can see here, there's a mock-up of what a property campaign may look like in an ideal world, but you'll know that there is a disclaimer that every agent and agency has a different way of running their campaigns.
Of course. But
in 2023, you can take Instagram app, take the content and literally schedule it out in 15 minutes and have the next 30 days of content going out without you even touching it. And the beauty is that the more you list and the more you stack of these content heavy campaigns, the more content you've got going out on social media. And the best part about that as an agent is it's all vendor paid advertising.
Well, I'm going to say this. So agents are often reticent to run these content heavy campaigns because they think, oh, it's going to be a lot of time. I've got to upload it to Instagram. But what you're saying is you get the content. We've got your 8 or 9, 10 pieces of content that we're going to provide you. All you need to do is sit down with your PA or the lady in the office, get it booked up and set and forget, and away you go.
Yep.
Even if that property sells, you've still got beautiful content that's heading out in the marketplace that's going to represent you very, very well. So there's no harm in just set and forget.
It's funny because we've actually given you the strategies on, I think there's a part, yeah, so here's a section in the video called "The property is sold, what do I do?" Mm. So after the sale of the property, say you've sold it in 2 weeks, but you still got 2 weeks worth of content scheduled, how do you then take the captions of those pieces of content, change the captions, and then have that content still go out, which is highlighting a successful sale on the campaign, so it's not a waste of content being created.
Beautiful, beautiful. And for those people that were listening and aren't watching the podcast, what we've been looking at is essentially a calendar, and on that calendar are your recommendations. And you really in these videos that are available on your website, you really talk people or the agents through how to deploy this content, when to drop it, and you on the calendar, you're demonstrating to people, release this on the Monday, do this one on the Tuesday, get this one out before your next open, and that's how this content will serve you best and garner the most attention and drive more traffic to your listing. But importantly, any vendor that happens to be, and almost every vendor follows their agent on social media, is going to be seeing this as well. You know, what their value, what their perceived value proposition. It's just amazing, yep. You know.
And I guess that's the double win for a real estate agent is that you ultimately we're giving through these types of marketing strategies and these content heavy campaigns, we're giving the agent and the vendor the best chance of selling the home in the shortest amount of time for the most amount of money. But as well, from a brand perspective for the agent and agency, we're giving them the best chance of getting as many eyeballs on their brand as possible as well. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And this is where you were talking just a few moments ago about even when the property sells, you know, okay, there's still a reason to use this content. You know, it's not a matter of abandoning the campaign at that point. You've got some beautiful pieces of content to still deploy, and people are going to be paying attention to the page. Maybe they want to see the salt story. Maybe they want to understand what's going on there. Maybe they're just following your page and they're just now wanting another reason to return to the page. And sometimes the story or the reel might just be that reason. They see that piece of content and then they return. So for an agent, it's very much about being omnipresent in the minds of potential home sellers, but also giving those people that may be following their page that aren't in transaction mode a reason to check out the page. And if they're real estate curious, you're now giving them 4 or 5 or 6 more reasons to revisit that agent's social media profile whilst they're kind of not in real estate mode, which is really curious because I think typically agents have considered real estate as a transactional business, so I just need what I can to get that property sold. But what you're suggesting here is, You need that content, obviously, to get the property sold. Maybe now it's not one piece of content but 5 or 6 pieces of content, but what you really need is 8 or 9 or 10 pieces of content because your business doesn't stop when the home sells. You're suggesting you need 2 or 3 pieces of content to remind people that you're still there and that you've done the job.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess, again, another one of the key points that we wanted to really build the new offering around was the idea that whoever in 2023, whoever has the most visibility wins. You look at people that are the amassing large amounts of wealth in the world at the moment, they're all driven by media. And I think that attention is the new oil. In the past, that you'd make money from people in the oil and I guess those types of industries. But today, you look at where the most amount of money is, it's in whoever has the most attention.
And do you follow kickboxing?
No.
Do you know any world champion kickboxers?
No.
Have you heard of Andrew Tate?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. There we go. There's
prime
your point.
Example. And whether you like Tate or not, with the amount of attention that he's got and through his online courses.
There's
and things,
more than enough people that like him to, for his business to be okay.
Well, you look at the Kardashians, you know, turning over millions of dollars through converting attention into a saleable product.
And indeed.
You can downscale that idea into being a local real estate agent and leveraging content to become, I guess, a micro celebrity to then be someone that people want to sell their home with or just go to for information. So then when they are looking to sell their home, you're the guy they come to.
Okay. So, all right. So, Dan, you do this for all the beautiful homes in Adelaide. And certainly you've etched out a niche as being the guy that films the record prices that in the Adelaide marketplace. There's no doubt about that. And there's certainly a trickle-down effect. And certainly you've got the top end of the market all sewn up. What do you say to real estate agents that maybe don't deal in that premium place in the market who say, you know what, I don't have pretty properties to video, I don't know, do I need it? What do you say to them?
What I would say to agents that are in their head about, oh, I've never, you know, the listings, the properties that I list, oh, it's not good enough for video or I can't show that, because agents by nature are quite competitive people and always want to strive for the property to be better or want to list that, you know, wait until I get that expensive home. But my advice, I guess it's sort of like this imposter syndrome, which as a videographer, I really resonate and understand, because you never want to put up that show reel or that piece of content because you always think, oh, wait till I shoot the next home. But as far as real estate agents are concerned, they sit there and think, well, oh, the property's not good enough. I want to look like I'm selling that amazing home or that expensive one. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the results through being authentic and showing exactly what you're doing at that particular moment in time, because in putting yourself out there and being proud to represent your vendors and the property that you've listed, standing outside the front of the home, talking about it in an authentic way or doing marketing material for any property at any level, a potential vendor is going to see that and go, this guy's authentic, I want him to sell my home. And that's how you level up.
Okay, so what do you say to the agent who's in Arkansas right now, who's selling houses for $150,000? They're not the greatest houses in the world. He's not driving a Lamborghini. What do you say to that agent? Why should he be doing property video in 2023?
This here is the best tool that agents can use to explode their business in 2023.
You're holding onto an iPhone.
I'm holding onto an iPhone. And the way that technology has advanced through being able to have short, sharp, engaging sales assets to be created with the one thing that's in our pockets at every time, at all times, start giving people the inside look into the daily operations of your business.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Start giving people the look into the daily operations of your business. Now, I watched a podcast from 3 years ago, around 2017, between Gary Vee and Tom Panos.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary Vee is talking about, you know, the way that iPhones are now, you can start, and this is like back iPhone 6s or iPhone 7s, start using your iPhone to give people like a vlog daily look into the daily lives of your business. And this was in a time when nobody was doing that. But then you look at people like Gavin Rubenstein in Sydney, who started basically the Real Estate Diaries, which was a day in the life look into selling multi-million dollar homes in Sydney, which then I guess was a pilot for the one of the most popular TV shows across Australia. It was super viral, being Lux Listings.
Yeah.
And they created a TV show out of that. So
basically the same format.
Basically the same format. And Gary Vee and Tom Panos were talking about this and giving this as advice to agents in 2017.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. Mm. You have to break the fear factor of putting yourself online. You have to, if you really want to dominate, again, it comes back to whoever has the most visibility wins. You have the tools available. It doesn't require huge investments in a videographer or a video team to produce this super slick stuff. I mean, there's a time and a place for it, but at the end of the day, I'd be lying if I said you had to engage a videographer to be able to do this type of stuff. The best tool is in your pocket, that being your iPhone, and that's a great way to start.
I'm going to suggest to anybody that's listening or watching to the podcast right now, there are variations on the themes that we're sharing right now. And there's a real estate agent in America. His name's Robert Cabars. He's an EXP agent. He's etched out a considerable following on Instagram. And essentially he's just documenting the day in the life. And he's taking some of the highlights of his days or some of the highlights of his conversations he's having with people. And he's posting those. And he, because of the nature of EXP, is in part he's marketing towards the real estate community, hoping to attract real estate agents to his brand, but also home sellers now. Home sellers are seeing, oh, this is the guy we're going to deal with before they deal with him. So now he's not attending listing presentations and competing. He's getting phone calls from people that don't know him personally, but feel like they know him, and say, "Hey, Robbie, can you come around to our place? We've got a place in Port Huron, and we noticed, you know, you sold the place across the road and the place on the other side of the lake, and we'd like the cut of your jib. Can you just come around and put our place on the market now?" And that wouldn't happen without his social media presence, and it hasn't cost him $1 million. It hasn't cost him too much money in terms of videography. And there are those feature properties where there are some beautiful videos, but for the most part, it's just documenting his everyday, taking the highlights out of that and making that his content. And when we think of our lives as real estate agents, and I'm talking to the real estate agent community right now, we might think, oh, look, this is just our job. But the reality is for everybody else, you know, our job is quite glamorous. You know, we don't get our hands dirty. We get all dressed up. We drive around in fancy cars. We go to people's houses. We have a bit of a chat with them. At the end of that conversation, they give us the promise of $10,000, $20,000 and plus the keys to their house. And then we go back 4 weeks later, the house is sold, and we pick up our check and away we go. To everybody else, that's amazing. And so if you're living that life right now and you're thinking, you know, that's not amazing, well, here's the thing. Everybody else around you and anybody who doesn't necessarily know you would see that and think that it is. So now's the time to start documenting it and start getting it out there. And if you can back that up with vendor paid advertising, and this is the key, because through much of the world, vendor paid advertising is still quite novel, and it's not necessarily permeated through the rest of the world as it has in the Australian marketplace. But having a per diem that's etched out that you can then dedicate to the marketing of the property means that there is naturally a crossover between marketing the property and marketing yourself. And we're not suggesting for you to take people's money and use it to market yourself, but there's a way of marketing property really beautifully that has a positive rub off for you as an agent as well. And that's where some of this content comes in as well.
Yeah, 100%. And that's how the product was designed. It had to be a sales tool first and foremost, but you know, inevitably, if you get the result for the property, you're going to want the branding aptitude, and I guess the spin off from that. You'd be stupid not to try and achieve that. And as a vendor, you want your agent having as much visibility as possible, because when you go to sell your next home, they're amassing a following and a digital presence. Then you're going to get truly the organic results from that agent having a following. So again, for vendors looking at selecting agents, I think the selection process is going to change a lot beyond 2023, that being more so towards what's your organic following on social media? Do you have an audience? Do you have, you know, and I can already see that starting to change. As the millennial market, the millennials now that are, you know, probably listing mum and dad's place or, you know, something like that, they're not looking as much into, oh, they do ads in the paper.
Yeah.
Or they get front pages every weekend in the advertiser, in the newspaper. They're looking, oh, they've got 4,000 followers on Instagram. Shit, their videos are good. Oh, they give behind the scenes. Oh, did you, like, and that's I think is going to change inevitably more and more towards that when making decisions on selecting an agent.
Well, I'll just share a little personal story with respect to how effective video can be in ways that you don't even really understand. And one of those is that I met a client in my first month in real estate, so almost 26 years ago now, and lovely people, nice family. Well, they were a young family back then, of course, and now the kids are all grown up. And we sold their property many moons ago. They then moved, and I sold that home again probably 15 years or so ago now. And in the last 8 or 9 years, they've kind of been watching me, you know, from afar. They've been seeing the property videos. They've been seeing the social media. They understand what I'm doing and what I'm all about. And, you know, what it's meant is that they've maintained a relationship with me without me really realizing it, you know. So, more recently they reached out to us and said, hey, Dave, you know, look, we've got this little business and we've got an opportunity to advertise this business. We know that you do these cool videos. We've been asked to do a video so that we can put it on a cinema screen. We don't know really where to start. Could you help us? So we went out there and we helped them and we put a little video together and we gave it to them. They've been using that in the cinema screen, which has been really cool. But the day that we went out to do that, her dad was there. So we did this little video on her business. Dad's there. He's helping out, putting stickers on the cakes and all of that. And then we got the sad news just over the weekend that Dad had passed away. And so the Monday, literally the Monday afterwards, I'm around appraising the property in order to put it on the market. Now, I'd never had any intention, you know, that was certainly not the intention of doing the video in the first place. And I think if you do things with good intentions, good things happen. But if I hadn't been doing all of that content over the years, they wouldn't have felt like they had a connection with me. They wouldn't have known that I had any expertise in the area of video. I wouldn't have been invited around to help them out with the video. I wouldn't have been shaking hands with Dad and having a chat. By the way, as I was walking out of the house on that particular occasion, Dad had said to the daughter, oh, you know what, I might get Dave around to give me an appraisal. And of course, unfortunately, I did do the appraisal, but he passed away in the meantime. So it was all for very different reasons. But and now we've just placed that at home under contract today to bring that story to an end. So, you know, it's a 26-year journey that's resulted in a few sales. But maybe that last sale wouldn't have happened, you know, if they hadn't felt like they had this connection with me. There's a video plays a long-term role in your business that I think is really underrated by the real estate community.
Yeah, more and more so as we progress in the digital platforms and people get more addicted to the digital platforms and now the kids that are consuming this content on a daily basis get older and you know, as these generations come through that have grown up with this type of these mediums being in their face on a daily basis, it's going to get more and more prevalent in terms of, I guess, the commercial aspect and use and leverage of this medium.
So who's doing video right now really well? Who apart from yourself, who's capturing your imagination and who do you think is making the most of the mediums currently?
As in real estate agents or video?
Real estate agents, yeah.
There's one agent in particular in Brisbane that I feel is doing the best job of leveraging digital content and content-heavy, I guess, property campaigns, that being Michael Bacon, who works for Place in Brisbane.
Michael Bacon?
Yep, up in Queensland. Mm-hmm. And I've had a chat with – I've been chatting because I did a reel talking about this, saying if I was listing a property in Brisbane, this is the guy I'd want selling my home.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I could go through his Instagram and look how many pieces of content he was doing for single properties, and it was just far beyond any other agent that I've seen. So I think he's sort of – been the king of the.
He's doing a lot of those things that you're now offering your clients.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So I guess it's in a time where, you know, there's a few other people in Australia that have seen the opportunity to go content heavy, whether they've done it by design or just by accident. But Michael Bacon also backs it up with the quality. So you look at some of the best videographers in the country, that being the Pixel Factory, who do his videos.
Yeah.
They're not just your cookie cutter, you know, silly walkthroughs like you used to see. They're very similar to ours and you know, they're dynamic. They've got a lot of thought behind it, and you can tell that Michael Bacon, in terms of the instruction and the working with the videographers to get the best outcome and highlighting what are the features, how can we make it happen, you can tell they put the time in for these campaigns, and he'd be one of the ones to watch if you're looking at an example of how agents are leveraging the properties that they list to, I guess, extract as much short form as possible and then launch that over to social media to make it appear that you're super, super busy and listing a particular type of home. Michael Bacon would be one to watch. And in the past 12 months of him doing this, he's literally blown up on social media, and that's how I came across him. So he's one. I think who else is there? Oh, there's also another guy, that being the king of real estate marketing in Australia, that being Marty Fox. So White Fox Real Estate in Melbourne, who have the best brand language in the game and, you know, very, very strong thought out marketing. Mm-hmm. They leverage video content, and if you follow them on social media, you're constantly being hit with these super elegant, short, sharp, engaging sales assets that I guess show you, you know, it's more of a vibe. It doesn't sell to you. It's not a property facade shot. You're constantly getting hit with these little short videos that
like a taste.
Yeah, that yeah. are a taste. And they present really well in their videos as well. So in Melbourne, White Fox, and in Brisbane, in Queensland, Michael Bacon, that'd be my two picks for guys that are dominating the digital space as far as real estate is concerned.
Dave Stockbridge, pretty good.
There's a guy in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, Dave Stockbridge, who on a daily basis I see
good looking guy.
His well-groomed beard on my Facebook and Instagram feed talking about the property market and what $500,000 can buy you in Andrew's farm.
Ah, there you go. You have been watching. Thank you very much. I much appreciate it. I guess the message here is like being omnipresent on social media is one thing. And if you don't already have a dedicated plan, then the great news is you do have a dedicated plan. And it's just a matter of deploying that content in terms of exactly as you spell out. So you do have a template that any agent can plug into and start ruling social media in their area and start garnering attention that they would never have had otherwise. So, mate, I think these are very important lessons and all real estate agents need to learn them. And I don't think it matters where you are around the world because I think Instagram, Facebook, they ain't going away. And these are tools that every agent has at their disposal. The great news is that they're also free. So, you know, even if you're not boosting, I mean, you can obviously pay for these things, but you know, you don't have to. If you've got great content and it does go viral, and I do know you've had several viral videos and that's got your attention that money couldn't buy, you know. So if you've got great engaging content and you're running a model similar to what Daniel's offering here today, then your business is going to grow regardless. Not doing it will mean that it's going to atrophy, unfortunately, on the vine because putting one video, if you're going to do a video, one video accompanying the photos or maybe just posting it once on Facebook and hoping that's going to be the thing that solves all your marketing problems. Those days are long gone, I can assure you. You really do need a content-heavy campaign that works effectively over a period of time that delivers results not just for the vendor who we're working for, but ultimately that there's a residual effect that reflects on your brand and who you are and what you do. So thank you very much for sharing all of those thoughts, Daniel. I really appreciate it. And if people want to follow you on Instagram, how can they do that?
Yep, at Futuro Avenue, F-U-T-U-R-O, and Avenue, like you said, Dave, as you would assume that it's spelt. Otherwise, on our website at www.futuroavenue.com, that'll give you all the information. But
if they're a real estate agent and they happen to be within the vicinity of South Australia, how can they reach out to you? Can they just jump on the website?
Well, that's
the
easiest way. In 2023, Instagram is your business card. There you go. Flick us a DM on Instagram, you probably get a response faster than an email. That's the way that the digital space operates. And if you want leads to come through your Instagram, we can show you how to do that as well.
Fantastic. And any budding videographers that are out there that do want to connect with Daniel, I know Daniel's very open and he's happy to share, you know, all of his genius with you. And if you're a real estate agent and you're not quite ready to make the commitment, you're not quite sure what to do next, but you know you need to do something in your business, then, you know, certainly a 15, 20-minute conversation over coffee with Daniel will more than solve your problems and set you on the right path. So thank you very much for joining us, Daniel.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much for joining us again on the podcast. I'm Dave Stockbridge and we'll look forward to bringing you more next time.